Hi, everybody. It is Carissa. Welcome back to After Class with Carissa. That's me. I'm your host. It is Monday, October 23rd, and it is currently 10 p.m. So, I don't know if you guys can tell, but tonight's night for music is Disney-themed. Last week, we did Pretty Little Liars, which was so much fun, and this week, I've pulled out a bunch of my favorite Disney songs and some really popular Disney songs that are going to be playing in the background tonight. I think it's a really great playlist. I'm really excited for this one. So, I'm going to be so real with all of you guys. I had a huge plan for tonight's show. Like, I had everything ready. I was going to bring in my friend Ellie, and we were going to... It's Disney night, right? So we were going to do, like, the drafting, like... different Disney characters and shows and stuff, which is basically a game where you like go through and I guess choose something from that category, and you guys have to like pick until there's no more guesses left, and those are like your teams. So we were planning on doing that, and then Ellie ended up having a curling game tonight, so she wasn't able to make it. So I found out about that like halfway through the day today, and I was like, well, there goes tonight's show. So we are doing a little bit of improv today, but you know, that's okay. It's gonna be good no matter what. So I guess I'll start by telling you guys a little bit about my day today. I feel like I'm listening to my voice right now, and I feel like I sound really, really tired. I think I am really tired, but that's, you know, that's university. So today's Monday. Oh my goodness. It actually feels like it's like at least Wednesday already. Like I feel like I've had a full week of classes. I spent the weekend literally in the library. I was in the library from 12 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday, like closing down the library. That's me. Studying for like all the, like I have two assessments this week in one of my classes. One of them I just had today, which was a like in-class essay, and it was like an article review, and to be honest, like it was like, it wasn't difficult. I got it done really fast, but I don't know, like I can't even say how well I did on that, because like the article itself was like, I didn't enjoy it. So one of the questions that we had to answer in the review was whether or not the article was good or not, and I didn't think that the article was really like a good article, but I don't think that's what like the professor would want to hear. Like, you don't want to like trash the article. I can't tell or not if that's what like she expected, since it was one of the options. Like, I feel like she wouldn't recommend a bad article, but I didn't think the article was that great, to be honest. But I wrote it. We ended up like starting 20 minutes late into the thing. So everybody, like all of my friends in that class, we were all just kind of hoping that it would like get canceled altogether because there were so many technical difficulties, but it did not. We just got extra time in the end. But I ended up finishing it like way, way too fast. Like I was done without the extra time. So, oh my God. Sorry guys, my dad just texted me. He's listening. Hi dad. He said the music was a little bit too loud, so I turned that down for you guys. My mom also just texted me saying that the like sound is off and it's like going on and off. So I don't really know if I can do anything about that right now. I've adjusted the music and I'm speaking into the mic, so hopefully you guys can hear me okay. We'll see. Maybe I can get like a follow-up text here. Okay. I can't really tell if they can hear me now, but I'm just going to keep going because, yeah. So I turned the music down. We are listening. This is a good song. It's Naomi Scott and, oh my God, I cannot remember his name. The guy who plays Aladdin, but it's in the like Aladdin movie. It is one of my favorite songs from that soundtrack. I really do love this one. Anyways, I was telling you guys about my midterm, not midterm today, but it was like an article review. So I did that. I've been prepping for that all day. Like I woke up at like 8 a.m. and I started writing this thing at 8:30. I wrote the whole thing. Then I went to my first period class, and then in between that class and my other class, I rewrote the whole thing like by hand, trying to get through it. And then I went in there and I typed it all up. And I guess like it's worth 15% of my grade, which is so scary. But I guess it's done now, so there's nothing I can do about it. And then in that same class, I've got a midterm exam coming up like this Wednesday. So we'll see how that goes as well. I feel a lot more prepared for that one, but like we get to bring in a cheat sheet to the exam. So like a piece of paper that we can have writing over. And I'm planning on either tonight or tomorrow night or like tomorrow during the day writing like everything that I don't know on there, just like to cover my bases, because I actually would rather take tests and like write exams than do like essays and like assignments like that. I feel like I test really well because I've got like a good memory. So like I'm a history major, like my whole thing is memorizing facts. But oh, here we got another update from my mom. She says that the music is too loud, though I did turn the music like all the way down, so I'm really not sure what's going on. We're gonna do some trial and error here and see if we can figure it out. Okay, so I've turned down the music. Oh my gosh. Okay. I am pausing the music. So what I did was I went on to like Laurier, like onto the live show, because I keep getting all these texts from like my parents saying that they cannot hear me at all because the music is so loud, which is like absolutely so weird considering the music is like turned down to its lowest setting. So I was so confused on why the music was super loud. But I went on to like RadioLaurier.com to like try and figure out why the music was like super loud. So I clicked listen live and it just like blasted it. And I'm so confused because it's really not even like it's put down to its lowest setting, like at the very bottom. So, and that's how I've been doing it for the past like few days, so I really don't know why there's a problem with that. But I'm just gonna do like a quick recap of everything that I just said, because apparently nobody could hear me. And I'm getting texts that it's fixed. I did like pause the music, so hopefully that's fixed now. I guess we just like Disney night really was just never meant to be honest. We were supposed to have special guest Ellie in here doing some like Disney themed games, and she's not, she has a curling game, so she's not able to come today, and I found out like halfway through the day. And now the music is being funny, so Disney, that's okay. Disney night just wasn't meant to be, but that's quite all right. I'll just do a little recap of what I'd started the show talking about. I was basically talking about my midterm exams. I have one on Wednesday coming up that we're allowed to have like a little bit like of a cheat sheet for, so hopefully that's going to be okay. And then I had like an in-class essay today, which we started 20 minutes late because it was like there was a problem with the technology, so we were all kind of hoping that like she would just cancel it because we were already 20 minutes late into this exam. But no, we had to keep going, and I ended up getting it done before like the extra time started anyways, so it wasn't really a big deal about the fact that like we hadn't finished it yet, so that was good at least. And then it was so weird though, like I was doing an article review and I didn't necessarily like the article I was writing about, and one of the questions we had to answer was like like assess the overall quality of this article. And I was like, do I say the truth that I think the article is like really terrible, or do I like lie and say that the article was written really well and try and like impress the teacher? Because you never know, like, if they recommended this article because they really like it, or if they recommended it because they secretly like don't think it's that great and they want you to figure that out. Like, I couldn't tell, but I did talk about how despite the article like being like not the best, it was like it had good information, it just wasn't structured very well. So hopefully that went well. That one was worth 50%, 15, not 50. That was scary. Oh my goodness. 15% of my grade. So I guess like it's out of my hands now. It's over with. I did a lot. I got through a lot of the show. So it's Monday, in case the entire introduction was missed. It is Monday, October 23rd. It is now 10:12 that I'm doing this. So we were planning on doing Disney night, but as I have been told and as I've told you guys, the music was not working. We were malfunctioning today. It was a little bit too loud. So no Disney music today, but we can still do Disney related things. But first, I'm going to tell you guys about my day, which I've already started doing because I talked about my midterms. And then we can get into some other stuff. So I was talking about my weekend and about how I have like, if it does not feel like Monday at all, like it feels like it should be like at least Wednesday. But I spent the last 2 days literally in the library until it closed. Like, it closes at 5 on the weekends, so I was in there from 12 to 5 on Sunday and Saturday, so it feels like I've been, like, at school this whole time, and, like, I feel like we should be really far into the week, but it's literally only Monday, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are, like, my busiest days of the, like, of the week, so we are in for a special treat right now. But I've been studying for this, like, these exams that I have this week, and then I have a break. I think my next exam isn't until November, which is really nice. It's also super weird because, like, all of my exams were within, like, 1 week of each other, and then I have this random exam that's just, like, all the way in November. Like, it's nice because I have extra time to study for it, but it also feels, like, really out of place, but that's, like, I guess it's fine because I get the extra time, right? So, yeah. So, my weekend, I honestly hope you guys had a lot more fun than I did. I was studying for most of it. But my friend Ellie, who was supposed to be here tonight, we did go to the mall because we were getting our Halloween costumes. I did not find my Halloween costume at the mall. I had to order it online, but I got the message that it came in today. So, that's super exciting. I'm going as Alice from Don't Worry Darling. That movie, I think it came out last year, and it was really good. The acting, like, Harry Styles is a singer before he's an actor, so like that's understandable. Florence Pugh absolutely did wonderful, as always. She's amazing. So I ordered like the white dress, and when it gets here, I'm going to stain it in red lipstick, which is like literally so scary because if I mess up, like, there's no going back. It's also, like, it's been so unbelievably cold recently, too. So, like, I don't know what I was thinking, making my Halloween costume a dress. Like, I should have planned for something warmer. But my roommate and I were talking about, like, just staying in and inviting everybody over to our place anyways. So that we can, like, stay inside and not have to deal with the freezing cold weather outside. I do not want to stand on the street with, like, 1,000 other kids, like, freezing on Halloween. So that is probably what we're gonna do. I'm actually really looking forward to Halloween, though. I feel like I definitely need a break. These past two, like, midterms weeks have been so stressful, but, like, thankfully they're almost over. I'm so looking forward to this. Anyways, I was talking about, like I said, I had a plan for today, and then my plan got canceled halfway through the day, so we are doing a little bit of improv here. I went to the mall. I got a new skirt, which it's the Lululemon one. That's like, it was like $80, but it was so worth it because I have it in black, and now I have it in white too. And oh my goodness, I was so excited. I came home with this new skirt, and ever since I bought it, it's been freezing cold. I can't even wear it. Like, I was wearing skirts all week last week, like absolutely trying to do my best with the like semi nice weather. It was like 15 degrees and I was like, that's enough to like kind of dress like fall, but now it's like officially starting to get cold and I cannot do this cold weather. I'm going to be wearing hoodies the entire winter season. I can't justify dressing cute when I can dress like super. I think it cut out there. I think I just went too far away from the mic, but I can't justify dressing cute when it's freezing cold and I could be in sweatpants. Like, I would much rather be warm. So it's looking to the end of the cute fall outfits, which is a little bit upsetting, but what can you do? The seasons are changing. I also got like a maroon sweater I'm wearing right now, and it was from Aerie and it was 40% off. And I feel like Aerie. Whoa. Sorry, there is a car outside this building. Like, absolutely, it is so loud right now. That is crazy. Okay. Yeah, no, Aerie always has like their 40% off sales. So I like whenever I go there, I try and shop those because like I'm not going to buy the sweater for $70, but I will definitely buy the sweater for $45. That is a great deal. So I got those. And then we went to Wilf's on campus. Wilf's was so good. I have like a love-hate relationship with Wilf's because I got a poutine from there once and the gravy was literally water. Like, it was not thick at all. And I was like, okay, like, you know, that's okay. They heated it up. They just didn't like fully cook it. But, and like their spin dip, I don't know, this might be a totally unpopular opinion, but I am not a huge fan of the spin dip. I feel like it could be a little bit better, but everybody, like, it's their staple. And like, to be honest, if we were ordering spin dip, I would totally eat it. It's just like, I don't know, it wasn't my favorite, but I'll still go to Wilf's every single opportunity somebody wants to go to Wilf's. I'm like, oh yep, I'm in. So I went and I think I had a burger and it was really, really good. And that was like the highlight of my day, other than the Lululemon skirt, you know, because that was just wonderful. But we went to Wilf's and then the next day I spent literally the entire day studying, and same with Sunday for this week's preparations. And that was basically my weekend leading up to right now. I'm looking through my planner. I already talked about my day and the midterms and Halloween. Okay, so I was talking to my friends earlier and I got them all to listen. So if you guys are listening, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm sorry about the little mix up with the music, but I just found out, actually, it's so funny. My friend from my class, who I have three classes with and have been spending so much time with, I have been saying her name wrong the whole time. If you're listening, oh my God. So she didn't correct me at all. So it's been like a whole month of me pronouncing her name wrong. And just today she decides to correct me. I'm like, oh my goodness, you're kidding. So, hi Aislinn. Hopefully that's right this time. And hello to Lexi and to Ava, who I also asked to listen. Hi guys, there's your shout out that you were asking for. I hope you guys are having a great night. oh my God, she texted me. Okay, yeah, you're welcome. Alrighty, so that's so nice to know that people are actually like still listening to this though, which is great, even though I'm kind of just going on a little bit of a spiel today. Oh, one thing I really wanted to talk about today was in theme with Disney night, we had the Dancing with the Stars episode that came out last week, was Disney themed, and oh my goodness, sorry. So Dancing with the Stars, the last episode, was their Disney 100 night, because Disney is in its like 100 year anniversary, I think. I feel like it's been way more than 100 years, but there's Disney 100. And it's actually going on right now, like on TikTok too. They have like all those collectible cards, and I have been trying so hard to get all these cards, but I did not get Mirabelle in the first week, and it absolutely drove me crazy. And so far, it's only the first day of this week, so like, it's not a big deal that I don't have all the cards, but I still need like the top three, and I already know that Moana is going to be so hard to get. Like, that's the card that everybody's going to be gunning for, and I don't have it yet. So if anybody does have Moana, please trade with me. I need the card. Anyways, so Dancing with the Stars, if you haven't watched it, you totally should. They go live every Tuesday at 8, I think. I can't usually watch them because I'm usually studying Tuesdays at 8, but I'll usually watch on like Thursday during my like in between classes, but I always try and vote still because it's live TV, so you get to like vote for your favorite dancers right there on there. So my favorite right now is Xochi Gomez and Val. Oh my god, they are doing so well. They've been at like close to the top of the leaderboard for the past few weeks. I really, really want Lele to do well. I used to watch her like YouTube videos when I was a kid, and I absolutely love her. I'm hoping, like, I don't think it's the bottom three, but she was like lower on the leaderboard last week, and I was so nervous for her, but she's safe, thank goodness. I like Lele, and same with Barry. Barry is such a light. Like, he is such a fun guy to watch. He's just like, every time he dances on the show, you just get so happy watching him because you can tell how much he loves it. And it's literally so sweet. Also, the Disney night last year's Disney night, I don't remember a lot about it. I do remember, though, that Charlie D'Amelio danced in like the Simpsons costume, and she had the huge like blue, is it Marge? Is Marge the mother? I think she is. She had like the huge wig on, and she danced with that on, and I thought that was so unbelievably impressive. And this year, like, I think I recognized more of the actual costumes and performances this year than I did last year. Like, they had The Lion King, and they had Cinderella and Aladdin. Like, a lot of classic Disney was in this one that I was like, it was so cool to see the dances actually come to life. I think Xochi Gomez did a song like Un Poco Loco. I think that's the one she did, and it was like, I think that's from the movie Coco, which, oh my god, I watched that movie a while ago, and I'm just remembering now like how good it is. I think I'll have to watch it again. But so Dancing with the Stars, they did their night, and that's who I am cheering for. Oh my goodness, I hope that Xochi wins. She is just like, she's such a sweet person. Also, Harry and Riley, I'm hoping they do well. I don't know that if Harry's like actually got it in him to like to win the whole show, but like, it's Riley's first season, and I'm so rooting for Riley. She seems like the sweetest person, and I hope that they get far. I hate the eliminations too, because like, I don't like, most of the time I don't really want anyone to leave. It gets so much harder as you go on too, because like, you like everybody and you don't want either of the couples to leave. But I already know, like, watching like from the first episode, I knew who I wanted to cheer for till the end, which is good. And I've been talking to my friend from home who like got me hooked on Dancing with the Stars, and she likes the same person, which is so good because we can talk about it. But no, if you don't watch Dancing with the Stars, you totally should. It is such a good show. It's on Disney Plus. Same, it works with Disney Night. That was the plan, to talk a little bit about Dancing with the Stars. So it is 10:24, and I've exhausted most of my list because I, like, again, we did not have a lot of time to prepare today. Also, I'll give a couple things. My friend Hannah from home, if you're still listening, hopefully you're still doing your work. And this is definitely motivating you to get stuff done. Also, I got a text from my friend Melissa from work at home, who was telling me about how she also used to say my name wrong for the longest time, which was funny because one of my other coworkers still continuously calls me like a different name every single time she addresses me, and I just kind of go with it by now because I feel bad like correcting her, because she's like a little bit older. So I'm just like, you know what, that's okay, I will be Alyssa today, that is my name. And my mom actually asked me a question about it for the Disney Plus cards. It's on TikTok, so you like search Disney 100 on TikTok, and you have to do like a bunch of different challenges, which is basically like going onto Disney Plus and like liking their posts or following an account or posting a video under one of their popular sounds. And then that's, you get like to like collectible cards online through that. And then you have to collect all six character cards in order to get like, I think the first week was like a Woody hat over your profile picture. And like, I think that's all it was, but like, I wanted the Woody hat so badly. And I could not get Mirabelle. I, like, the cards didn't have her for me, so unfortunate, but that was the fate. I really thought I would be able to, like, talk about the Disney music that's playing in the background. It's actually so sad that it was, like, way too loud to actually be able to hear me talking, so we can't listen to Disney today. I'll probably just listen to Disney when I go home tonight, and my playlist is, it's all Disney music. Honestly, if you search, like, my playlist is so it's all the songs that I really love. I didn't like, it's not very versatile. It's like, it's mostly the live action movies too, because those are literally my favorite. I just recently watched Halle Bailey's The Little Mermaid, and I loved it. Oh my goodness, she did so well too. Like, her voice is so unbelievably beautiful. And the movie itself, I was really nervous going into it because, like, my friend had told me that she absolutely loved it. So I was like, okay, there's such high expectations on this movie, but it definitely, like, it was a good, good movie. And Melissa McCarthy, she did amazing. I don't know the name of, like, the guy, like, the male lead in the movie, but he did, like, really well as well. So overall, like, I was really impressed with it. I have to say, my favorite Disney, like, remake, oh, this is so hard, okay, it's between Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, because those two, like, I love Emma Watson, and Beauty and the Beast, like, Belle was always my favorite princess. Like, I think my mom might have another, like, a second opinion on who my favorite princess actually was, but from what I can remember, I really loved Belle. So Beauty and the Beast was always, like, my favorite, especially when the remake came out. I really loved that one. But then there's Aladdin was so good. Like, I feel I've heard so many mixed opinions on Aladdin, but, like, I truly loved that movie with Naomi Scott, like, absolutely killed it. And I've seen videos of her, like, from behind the scenes when they were filming, and how, like, in her segment in the song Speechless, she was actually singing, like, right there live on set, which is so cool. Like, I can't imagine. Like, most people, like, obviously she sung in the studio too, but most people are just lip syncing in that sense. And she was actually doing the full routine in order for it to be more accurate, which I think is, like, it's so unbelievably cool. That movie was really, really well done. And that's one of the soundtracks that I will listen to when I'm, like, even when I'm not listening to Disney music, sometimes I'll just be like, oh, let's go, like, listen to Speechless by Naomi Scott. Also, with Naomi Scott, she was also in Lemonade Mouth on Disney Channel, and Lemonade Mouth is probably my favorite Disney Channel movie of all time. I will still watch that to this day, but she also sings She's So Gone in that movie, and I, like, that's another one of those songs that I will just put on for fun to listen to. Because it's one of my favorite Disney songs of all time. The Mulan movie. Okay, so Mulan is, like, one of my favorite Disney princesses, along with, like, Belle and Jasmine. Those two, I would say, or those three, I would say, are probably my favorites. But I did not enjoy the, like, Mulan remake movie, mostly because they changed the story so much. And I get, like, they were, like, progressing it into modern times, but they, like, added new characters, took away the characters, like, they took away Li Shang, which made me really sad, like, and then they took away all of the music, so there was, like, it wasn't even a musical, which is, like, when I think Disney, I think musical, and the fact that it wasn't a musical, like, was one of the, like, breaking points. So I think, well, I was supposed to go see that in theaters, and then, like, COVID hit, and I didn't end up seeing it until, like, months later on, like, my, like, Fire Stick and on my TV. So, like, I didn't even get to see that in theaters, but I still watched it with my best friend. And when they played, like, the scores of the songs rather than, like, the characters actually singing them, we literally just sang the songs out loud because we were, like, we were trying to bring the movie back to life. But overall, like, that one was not my favorite. The Cinderella ones, I feel like Cinderella is, there's the one with the, oh my god, I don't know the actress's name. She's also in Mamma Mia 2. She plays, Donna. She plays young Donna. There's a Cinderella movie with her that I thought was, like, so well done, and that girl's voice is so beautiful. And then same with Snow White. I know they were making a new Snow White movie, but I don't know if it was canceled or not. But there's a bunch of, like, other, like, Snow White movies. Same with Cinderella. Like, there's so many different movies about that same topic that I don't know if there's, like, an official movie for it or not. But, I'm hoping that they're gonna remake, Rapunzel as a live action, but I feel like it's still super soon to do that. Like, Rapunzel is a really, like, what's that one called? Tangled. Tangled is a really new movie, so, like, I'm not sure if that, like, remake is gonna come soon. Same with, like, Frozen. Like, I don't think we're gonna get a Frozen remake anytime soon, because that one, I think it was, like, 10 years ago, like, a few, like, a month ago or something, there was the 10-year anniversary of Frozen, which is crazy. Like, I remember when it came out, and I truly do not think that was 10 years ago, but time flies, I guess. I'm, like, looking through my playlist of all the music, trying to, like, find the songs to talk about, since we can't really listen to them. Cloud Nine was another really good Disney Channel movie. Actually, me and my friend Shay from home, whenever we would have a sleepover, we would watch Cloud Nine in the morning. And it's not even, like, it's not a fantastic movie either. Like, it's really cheesy in some points, but, like, every sleepover, we would come up and we'd be like, Cloud Nine? Yep, Cloud Nine. So that was our, like, go-to movie. And that is, like, one of the things we reference in birthday cards and stuff like that now, because we used to do that together all the time. I wasn't a High School Musical, like, kid. Like, everybody loves High School Musical. I feel like that's one of the biggest Disney movies. I watched the first one. I've definitely seen the second one at least once, but I don't remember the plot of it. But I have seen the first one quite a few times, and I think it's good. I actually recently found out that, Zac Efron was not the one singing in the movie. Like, that was not him. It was, in the movie Another Cinderella Story with Selena Gomez, the guy who plays Joey Parker in that movie was, like, actually the one singing in place of Zac Efron. He was, like, lip-syncing half of it because he didn't have a good singing voice, but I guess they really wanted Zac Efron in the movie, so they used him anyways, which, I mean, like, they pulled it off, because I did not know that it wasn't him singing for so long. I just found that out, which is absolutely crazy, but, my goodness. Oh, did anybody watch Elemental? I watched that movie in theaters. Did it come out over the summer? I think it was definitely this year. But, okay, that movie was literally so good. I cried. I feel like I cry at most movies, though. But, literally all the emotions. And it was fantastic. Like, we left the theater and we were talking about it. And I was like, oh, I got really emotional. And everyone was like, what? You did? And I was like, it was so sad, but no, it was a really, really good movie. I love Disney music, like, movies like that, when you can kind of, like, escape reality for a little bit and just, like, go back to being a kid. That's one of my favorite things. Elemental was, like, fantastic. Same with Coco. Like, Coco, what was the movie with, Mirabelle? What one was she in? Hold on, I'm gonna figure this out, guys, and then we're gonna come back in a bit and talk some more about it. I'm gonna try and see if I can get the music to work again at, like, a reasonable, like, tempo, interesting, fun word. Maybe you guys should do the Wordle or something, but I'm gonna see if this can work, and then I'll be back in, like, 5 minutes. Alrighty, we are back. I have a few little updates. Mirabelle was from Encanto. Thank you guys for letting me know. That movie, oh my god, that was another really good one with another, like, a lot of good songs that I really enjoyed. That, I feel like it's, like, a few years old now. I can't remember if Coco came out first or after. I probably should have Googled that too. Another thing, My friend Lexi wants a Drake night, which she really loves Drake. I'm not the biggest fan, so I don't know if that's going to be in our near future, but we also had Ava ask for a Swiftie night, which absolutely me and my 36 Taylor Swift playlists on my Spotify would love to do one of those. And then I found some lists online of like the Disney like princes and princesses. So I figured instead of drafting them with Ellie, I could just kind of like talk about them, list my favorites and least favorites. I have some like super strong opinions on this, as you can probably tell. We're gonna start with princesses. I actually just learned like just now that Anna and Elsa are not official princesses. I could have sworn like at least like Anna was she not? But that's okay. Maybe one day she'll be on the list. Maybe you need to wait 20 years before you can be an official princess. So in total there are 13, and it's Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Rapunzel, Merida, Moana, and Raya. I think Raya's the newest one. I don't think I've seen that movie before. So I'm going to like cast Raya out as number 13 right now because I have not seen that movie. Number 12. I think I have to go for number 12 with Snow White because she didn't really do much. She just kind of like slept for a while and then she cleaned. I mean, good for her. I really like, to be honest, I feel like living in the woods in a cute little cabin sounds like the life, but she's not my favorite, so we're gonna put her lower on the list. And then number 11, again, I'm probably gonna give that to Aurora because like really all she did was like sit in the castle and then sleep again. So, but extra points for Maleficent. That was a great movie, but I don't think Aurora is super high on my princess list either. Mostly like, no, same Aurora and Snow White. They're like some of the older ones. And then, okay, that's three. So number 10, this is where it starts to get actually hard because I love all of them. Number 10 is gonna be Cinderella, because Cinderella is so overused. I feel like there are, oh, but I love the Cinderella movies, like Another Cinderella Story and A Cinderella Story. Like early 2000s Cinderella movies are my favorite, but Cinderella as like a princess, I'm going to be putting her back down to 10. Number 9 is going to be Merida because I don't remember the plot of the Brave movie. I just kind of remember that she's Scottish and she has really cool hair. So Merida, I think her mother was like a bear or something. Like she got like cursed, and like Merida was really good at archery and she didn't want to get married. That's what I remember from that movie, but I don't remember like enough to put her higher on the list. So she's going at number 9. And then number 8 is going to be Pocahontas because I also don't remember enough of that movie to be able to put her any higher. So number 8 is Pocahontas. And then number 7, I feel like I thought this would be really hard and I'm getting through it like super fast. I might just be a really decisive person. Number 7 is going to be Ariel because Ariel sacrificed literally everything in her life for a man, and that's kind of weird. So you're not going any higher, but I mean, great movie. As I said earlier, Halle Bailey absolutely killed that. I think we're on number 6. This is okay. We have left Belle, Jasmine, Mulan, Tiana, Rapunzel, and Moana, who are, like, in my opinion, literally the top tier princesses. They are my favorite. I'm doing really well so far. Oh boy, how do I choose the number 6? Okay. Belle, Jasmine, Mulan, Rapunzel, Moana, Tiana. Okay, I'm going to put Moana at number 6. Oh, I love Moana. That's so sad. Moana also has, like, the best soundtrack. I feel like I've been saying that for everyone. I kind of forgot about, like, the Moana soundtrack. The one song, my favorite song from it is it Where You Are? It's the one where, like, the father sings to her and Yeah, it's definitely where you are. And like, it's like she's growing up, like the montage of her growing up. I love that song. I will absolutely devour that song in karaoke. It is literally my favorite. Okay, moving on. We have about 10 minutes left, so I want to see if I can get through these. Number 5 is going to be Tiana, because she is a queen and she always will be, so she gets number 5. I just like the other ones more. Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, and Rapunzel. This is crazy. Okay. Final list. Okay. Rapunzel is going at 4. And then Mulan. And then Jasmine. And then Belle. I think that's the list. I think Belle is my favorite. I love Jasmine, though. It's like choosing between Naomi Scott and Emma Watson is literally impossible. So those two might just have to be tied for first. I absolutely, like, I love both of them. Let's go to the princes, because I feel like that's going to be a little bit more interesting. First of all, I don't think any of the princes, like, really, truly deserve the number one spot. But we can start by putting Jonathan from, is his name Jonathan? The prince from Snow White's name is Jonathan. That's crazy. Jonathan's going at number 7 because he was like 30 years old and Snow White was 14. And I can't support that. So Jonathan's going down to 7. Interesting. There's not a lot of options here. All right. Prince Charming from Cinderella is... No. Prince Philip from Maleficent is going down to 6 because I'm pretty sure... Aurora was like, what, 16 years old too? I think all the princesses were basically underage, which is like really not okay looking back. But Prince Philip didn't really do much anyway, so he can go down to 6. Again, Prince Charming from Cinderella didn't really do much other than like charming. Like it worked out really well for him that his last name and his looks matched up. That would be really unfortunate if it didn't. But we're going to put him at 5. Oh my god, Flynn Rider is not an official Disney prince. That's crazy. Flynn Rider is going, like, up to 1 in the metaphorical books, but I guess he's not on this list. Moving up, oh my gosh, I already know what it's gonna be. Number 3 is Prince Adam, because, like, that's the beast. He, like, I love him. He reads. An educated prince. We love that. He's going to number 3, though, just because he did kind of kidnap his girlfriend for a little bit, which, like, we shouldn't really support that, but we love the beast. And then number 2 is going to be Aladdin. I love Aladdin. He did nothing wrong. It was okay. He was poor. He had to steal. And he was such a kind guy. Like, the way he talked about Jasmine in the movie, like, everybody should talk to people like that. He's such a sweet guy. And then number 1... for obvious reasons, is Li Shang, because, like, he is literally the best. Mulan, absolutely love it. Number 1, there's no questioning about that. So, he's going to the top of the list. We have 10 minutes left of the show, and since we couldn't listen to Disney music again, we're talking about lots of things Disney. So, I pulled up, like, a bunch of different shows. I Googled Disney shows that are on right now, and I think there was only, like, 6. Like, I swear when I was, like, watching Disney as a kid, there were, like, so many more shows. But I don't think there's a lot running right now, which is absolutely crazy. But my favorites, I watched, like, Disney XD. I was really into kicking it because it was, like, karate shows. And I like to convince myself that I could also do karate, even though I definitely couldn't. And same with Lab Rats. I wanted to think I had special powers, but again, I didn't. So I watched a lot of Disney XD. I think Disney XD was the one that streamed Phineas and Ferb too, which I did watch a lot of. And then Disney shows. These drove my mom crazy. I remember that so distinctly as a kid. She hated them. But I watched Austin and Allie and Jesse and like all of those types of shows. Oh my god, Gravity Falls, guys. Gravity Falls is such a good show. I will still watch Gravity Falls, to be honest. Okay, Stan is my favorite character. He is so unbelievably funny. And it's like, it's not even like the writers knew what they were doing, because he's supposed to be like an, like, not an unlikable character, but he's not meant to be your favorite character. Like, he's like the teenager. He's the fan favorite of all the teenagers watching this show with their little siblings. Like, he is so funny. Like, best show. I wish they did more than two seasons, because I feel like I would definitely watch, like, 3 to 5 seasons of Gravity Falls. I'm looking at, like, this whole, like, setup of all of these different shows, and I swear, like, I didn't watch any of these. I wasn't, like, I'd never watched Lizzie McGuire, and I didn't watch That's So Raven or, like, Sweet Life on Deck. Oh, Wizards of Waverly Place. That was such a good show. Everybody, I swear, everybody wanted to be Alex when they were a kid. I wanted to be Alex, but not everyone can be Selena Gomez, I guess. Jessie was a good show. Watching it, like, I cannot watch Jessie back. That's one of the shows where it's like, I watched it as a kid, but when I, like, got Disney Plus, I wouldn't watch that one again. Same with, like, Austin and Ally. I don't think I could get through, like, rewatching that. That one was my favorite. I loved Austin and Ally as a kid, but I do not think I could do that again. Jonas Brothers, on the other hand, I think I watched Jonas Brothers for the first time when I got Disney Plus, like, when Disney Plus first came out. So, like, I didn't watch it as a kid, but I watched it, like, when I was a teenager getting, like, the new app. And I had this huge thing for Nick Jonas when I was a little bit younger. And my friend Hannah, who I'm pretty sure is still listening, used to tease me for it all the time. Because we watched Nick Jonas and Jumanji. And then I just started, like, listening to all his music. And then we went to the Jonas Brothers concert together, which was awesome. So, and then after that, I actually finally watched the Jonas Brothers TV show for the first time and realized, like, how they started off their fame. All of these shows that are in front of me, like, I have not seen, so I don't really have much to talk about. I watched Good Luck Charlie, but it wasn't, like, one of my favorite shows. It was definitely, like, on the back burner of shows. Bunked, like, the spinoff of Jessie, was good. I feel like nowadays I don't watch TV that much, and if I do, I'm, like, rewatching stuff. So I don't have a lot of, like, different opinions on all of these different TV shows. And I didn't watch a lot of the movies. Like, oh, Stuck in the Middle. I just thought about the Stuck in the Middle movie. The Stuck in the Middle movie I remember, like, absolutely loving. Like, they went to a water park and it was, like, a series of games that I used to watch. Stuck in the Middle, though, it was, like, it was good. It wasn't great. Ariana Greenblatt, like, absolutely killed it. She was in the Barbie movie, too. Like, good for her. She is absolutely killing the industry right now. I didn't watch, like, Camp Rock. Like I said, I didn't do, like, I wasn't a High School Musical kid. Ooh, I watched The Swap with Jacob Bertrand and Peyton List, who are, like, now both, like, starring in Cobra Kai. I loved that movie. With, like, the dancing and the hockey. Hockey movies always, like, are always good, though. So, there was really no going wrong there. I don't think I watched Princess Protection Program. Teen Beach, I watched the first one for sure. I don't know if I've, like, fully watched the second one. But that one had, like, Bertram from Jessie in it. And that's, like, the only thing I remember from those movies. And, like, the music where, like, the girl can't stop singing, and that's, like, the whole song, because there was that trend on TikTok where people would, like, rant about, like, their family, like, it wasn't even family problems, it was, like, them going to the hospital and, like, later finding out that all these things were wrong, and it's, like, a whole long story time about that to that one song. Clicking through, oh my goodness, okay, I didn't watch Shake It Up either. Oh, but I did watch Casey Undercover. That one was so good. I loved a good spy show. Those ones always hit. Were there really not that many? Invisible Sister. I remember that movie. Oh, and then there was Bad Hair Day and the Babysitting Adventures in Babysitting. I loved that movie. I watched that movie so many times with, like, Sophia Carson. And, oh, I haven't even talked about Descendants yet. Descendants was a good 3 movies. I loved those ones. I remember the first time I was watching Descendants, we were supposed to be on the way to the cottage, but it was, like, playing live for the first time, and my dad was like, Chrissy, you have to go and pack, and I was like, no, I have to watch Descendants, and I ended up having to go and pack instead of watching Descendants, but I caught up and I like watched it like 10 times to make up for it. Starstruck. I do not see the appeal in the male lead in Starstruck, to be honest, but it was a good movie. I get it. You know, he's a star and she's like an ordinary girl. What's not to love? We have 3 minutes left, guys. Oh my God. Liv and Maddie. Liv and Maddie was such a good show. That one. I liked Joey, actually. I don't think anybody in that show actually liked Joey, but Joey was like my favorite character. He was so funny. And Parker. Parker always was good. I was definitely like team Maddie as a kid. Like, I wanted to be Maddie more than I wanted to be Liv. Also, hold on. Team Mosh forever. Maddie was so much better with Josh than she was with Diggy. And I'm going to leave that right there. That is true. Oh, sorry. I'm on a new picture that has way more TV shows. Okay, Girl Meets World has been on my For You page on TikTok for so long. Like, literally, every single day I get a new video from Girl Meets World, and I'm like, that's crazy. Why is it so relevant right now? I feel like TikTok rotates through, like, its shows every single month when, like, somebody posts the entire series of a show with, like, slime videos underneath or, like, someone playing Subway Surfers. Right now, it is Girl Meets World, so I'm, like, doing a recap of that on TikTok. Anyways, we are heading out of our time. That was a little bit chaotic today. We had like some malfunctions with the sound, so we didn't really get to listen to a lot of Disney music, but that's okay. I'm sure you guys can all like go put on some Disney music yourselves to get into the spirit, get ready for Halloween coming up. That is at the end of the week. So crazy. I'm excited, but I got a lot of studying to get through first to make sure that I have nothing going on this weekend. So it's going to be a truly, like, a super busy week. Anyways, thank you guys all for listening. That goes out to all my friends and family who have been texting me to tell me that they're on. Thank you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this show, even though it was a little bit chaotic. I hope it was still entertaining for you guys. And I will see you guys next week to do a recap on this Halloween weekend. Hopefully that'll be a show with some happy stories and not some chaotic ones, but we'll see how that goes. Everybody, you guys have a great night, and I'll see you guys next week.